Walter. I live in Bismarck, I've born and raised in Bismarck. And after I was in service, I went back there again managed one pharmacy, pharmacy in a shopping center, the other one in a clinic. And I enlisted June 23rd, 1942. I stayed at the U.S. Naval Hospital, USN Training Station at Great Lakes, Illinois, as a corpsman second class. I transferred to the U.S. Naval Hospital, Norfolk, Virginia, as a corpsman and completed a lab technician course. I transferred to Marine Corps Camp at Camp Lejeune, New River, North Carolina. Transferred to the 45th Replacement Battalion, Fleet Marine Force in New River, North Carolina. Transferred to the Replacement Battalion, TCFMF Pacific, stationed in Oahu, Hawaii. The city of Honolulu. Transferred to the 16th Anti-Aircraft Battalion. There were stops at Tinian, Saipan, and the invasion of Okinawa. Made first class pharmacist mate in Norfolk, a chief pharmacist mate in Hawaii.
Tell me, did you have an occupation when you went into the military?
Yeah, I was a pharmacist.
So how old were you when you went in?
I was, 29.
Yes. Did you enlist or were you drafted?
I enlisted. I knew my number was coming up, so I enlisted.
All
and
right.
The reason I really enlisted in the Navy because like I mentioned a little before, that my Secretary of the Board of Pharmacy suggested I go in the Army. He says, you're eligible for OCS and you come out a lieutenant. I says, no, Pat. I says, I'm not interested in that. I says, I don't want to carry a gun. I said, I have a nice clean sheet to sleep on and have three meals a day. But they never told me about the Marines. When I got there, when we were like in Okinawa, where we slept pup tents, and we ate whenever we could.
So you were trained as a Marine then after you got into the
Navy?
Yeah,
I was at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. We took our basic training there.
Okay. So what was your job when you were in the service primarily?
As a corpsman, taking care of illnesses and things like that. Kids get hurt and stuff like that. There's one thing that I got a kick out of Marines. When they go out on patrol, they always say, is the doc going? Yeah, and they go any place along the corpsman was with them. And if we were on liberty, nobody dared touch us because if a guy got in trouble, the Marines right away would come there to his aid. So I admire them for that. Of course, when we were in Okinawa, of course, we couldn't wear our red cross on our cap or on our arms because the Japanese picked those out. They'd shoot them first. So we never wore any identification.
Do you have a particular memory of an event during your military service that you'd like to share?
Not especially. I had some problems that I'll tell you about later, but because I don't know whether you want to hear them or not. But wasn't that one thing in particular? Well, there's one thing that kind of tickled me one time. When we were on our way to Okinawa, we were aboard ship, and they hadn't taken. It wasn't either. We were on Tinian at the time. We were on Tinian, and they wanted. We had to take our booster shots, and we had. They asked me how long it would take to him, and I said, "Oh, I said probably about three and a half hours." So the doctor told us 5 hours. I said, "Well, I said let me do it my way." I said, "I think we do it three." First time we run through in 3 hours. Next time we run through 2 hours 45 minutes. That's one of the things that pleased me, and I was able to do that. Right now, I never even think about doing that. But then it pleased me to be able to do something like that. So.
Do you feel your years in the military were a benefit to you?
Well, it gave me more of a perspective of what it's like to be in the service. More so than what I had. But other than that, I mean, it's nothing in particular.
So did you use any of the GI benefits as far as a home loan, or
no.
You already had your education?
No, I had my education. Of course, I thought about going into medicine, but I thought, what the heck, you got a degree in pharmacy? That's good enough for me, so I didn't do it.
Did it give you a different outlook on people? Because by some of your photos, you saw some action in the service.
The foreign people were different. I mean, they were different, and they seemed, we didn't have too much contact with them, but they seemed to be different in their observations and the things they would do compared to what we would do or the way we do it.
Were you in any dangerous situations, and did you feel the military provided adequate equipment?
Well, the thing was, I think the most dangerous period we had, well, we had others too, but this one was the first one I got into. We were on LSDs when we went into Okinawa, you know. We were in this anti-aircraft artillery battalion, and they wanted us to give the Marines military support when they go in into Okinawa, but they went across it so darn fast, they left us set out there in the ships and these LSDs. Well, the Japanese were shipping planes out there, and the planes were coming, strafing us. We were down below, and we could just hear the bullets bouncing off the deck, and we started to wonder why they'd go through them. So we were out there 3 days, and then they let us go ashore, and we felt a lot better about that. Another time that was interesting, because one of the mess cooks come over visiting with me. This was in Okinawa again, and we got a red alert. So he says, "Chief, where's your hole?" I says, "Follow me, Nick." And of course, my hole was only big enough for me, see. And we got in there, and every time one of those bobs was dropping, "Face, Tony, get in there. Get in a little further. You know, both of us got in that hole, he was almost twice as big as I was." But those are some, you know, another one that was kind of interesting was when we first went into Okinawa there too. We were sleeping in our pup tents. I shared a pup tent with one of the other corpsmen. And every night we'd get this red alert, we'd have to go to our hole. And we were sleeping in the pup tents. And when he left the ship, he took one of those food trays with him. And he used to put that under his pillow at night. And this night we got this red alert, and I said, "Come on, Cruz, we better go to the hole." "Oh," he says, "I'm too tired, I don't want to." I said, I forced him to go. And when we come back, a little hole in the pup tent, and where the shrapnel fell, and went all the way through that tray that he had. If I hadn't forced him to go, he'd have been dead. But those are about the only things that I remember about any close calls I had. One other, whether it's the time I was watching airplanes were having a fight, and I was standing under this tree, and all of a sudden the leaves started falling off the tree. So I got the heck out of there in a hurry. Then another funny thing that happened to us one time. We got tired of getting up every night, you know, and so there was a gun in place, but it wasn't being used right there. So we took the planks and put across there, and we put three layers of sandbags on top of it. Then we'd go in there and sleep all night. We didn't have to go to our hole, see, that was our hole. And one night I was watching a dog fight, and I saw these bugs flying out of there, and I thought, what the heck are they? And I looked in there, and geez, there was about a million termites in there, and they were eating that wood. And if we'd been there another day, I think they'd have all caved in. So we had to take all of the sandbags off and took the planks off. And they had, we had Japanese rails there, so we put the rails across, put the sandbag on top of them, and we use it again. So I don't know if they're interested in this stuff or not.
Absolutely. There are stories of your military experience. Let's go back to Okinawa and tell me what conditions you lived in on the island.
Well, we lived when we first went in. We went in a pup tent, and we were there for I don't know how long it was before we got into the tents, but it was quite a while because we had to wait until the place was secured before we were going through the service or our tents. So, but I don't know what else to tell you about that. I
mean, well, you talked about having to have screen on the bottom of your tent. What was that to keep out?
To keep the bugs out, because we used to use DDT for mosquitoes, because we were worried about malaria.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to keep the screen like that. I can't think of anything else. I mean,
now, there was another story that you were going to lead into.
Not on tape, though.
Okay.
I was in Okinawa. I was in service overseas for 2 years, so I was eligible to come back for rest and R&R, and I had my orders to go, come. After we got a new doctor in, and I think the doctor was just out of school, and he declared me essential personnel, and I couldn't go. So then when they dropped that atomic bomb on Hiroshima, that cleared everything up so that we got to go back, and then we didn't have to go into Japan. They had to get into Asia, Japan at all. So,
and do you feel that was the right move to end the war?
I think so. I think it was because, there were not a way people would get killed over there in 10 years. I think it's one blast, and I think that was it. I think that saved a lot of lives, too. Of course, that's just my opinion, but because if it had been an invasion would have cost a lot more and taken a lot more lives.